Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Skeena Resources, traded on the TSX under the symbol SKE and on the OTCQX under the symbol SKREF. I'm chatting with Walter Coles, president and CEO of Skeena. Now, Walter, recently I've been talking a lot to Paul Geddes, who is the company's vice president of exploration resource development. He's been diving into the continued drill results and drilling success that the company has been having, especially at that SK Creek property. But I was recently getting some emails asking, Skeena Resources just raised $57.5 million. The company has a lot of money in the bank. What's this money going to be used for to further advance both SK Creek and even SNIP? Can you please give us an overview here of what these funds are going to be used for?
Sure, more than happy to do that. I guess I would break it up into three categories. The first is to complete the pre-feasibility study for SK, which we expect to have done in July. The second component of the spending will be on the full feasibility study, which we're targeting to have done in the first quarter of 2022. And then the third aspect is continue to grow the size of this project. And how are we going to do that? We've got 25,000 meters budgeted for exploration at SK starting in June. And that's very different from last year, because last year, I guess 90%+ of the drilling that we did was infill drilling. So only, we did very little exploration last year. That's flip-flopped. This year, it's 90% exploration, 10% infill. At SK. We're also drilling at SNIP. We've got two drill rigs operating there right now. They're doing a combination of infill. I think about just over half of the resource at SNIP is inferred, so we need to get that converted over to M&I. And, of course, we're chasing opportunities to continue to grow the size of SNIP. So all, I think, you know, very positive opportunities to, I think, you know, fulfill this mission of turning SK into a revitalized mine that can reach tier one status.
So, Walter, let's break these down one by one then. The pre-feasibility study and the feasibility study we'll take a little bit later here. Let's talk about the exploration, because that's some of the near-term catalysts. In terms of the exploration at SK, if it's 90% exploration-focused, what are some of the key targets that you guys are going after, and why have you prioritized these the highest?
I'm convinced SK is going to have an underground component to it. But having said that, almost a very small amount of the drilling that we're doing this summer is focused on the underground, those sort of stacked lower mudstone layers. And the reason for that is shallow ounces are cheap ounces. Like, we think there's an opportunity close to the mine to find more, let's call them 22 zones, rhyolite deposits that might have, you know, 200,000 to 300,000 to 400,000 ounces. You know, right now, the resource that we just put out grew to 5.6 million ounces. Last time we put a resource out, it was 4 million ounces. So we added 1.6 million ounces to the resource. And keep in mind, now I think 90% of that is in the measured and indicated category, where before it was only, you know, half of it was inferred. So we've increased the confidence level dramatically. I think when the pre-feas comes out, you're probably going to see something, you know, in terms of reserves, between 3.75 and maybe 3.9 million ounces of reserves. So call it like a 75% conversion ratio. So what I'm pushing Paul Geddes, our VP of Exploration, on is go out over the next 12 months and find us another 1 million to 1.5 million ounces. And I think he can do it. So grow that resource up to 7 million ounces, gold equivalent. And keep in mind, it's like 75% gold, 25% silver. I think Paul can do it. And if he gets it to 7 million ounces of resource, you know, if you have a 75% conversion rate to reserves, that's north of 5 million ounces of reserves. And Mark Bristow's is the CEO of Barrick, is quite outspoken in saying a tier one gold project for Barrick is a project that has 5 million ounces of reserves and a 500,000 ounce a year production profile. I am very confident that we can achieve that goal of 5 million ounces of reserves. I don't know that we'll get to 500,000 ounces a year initially. And part of that is just the permitting regimes in British Columbia you basically have to stick a pin in your project from an engineering perspective early on. So even though we're going to keep on growing the project, I think initially we'll have to permit something that's, you know, maybe it's in the 400,000 ounce a year range. But that doesn't mean there can't be an expansion to the mine in years two or three where you get it up over 500,000 ounces a year. I think that's doable. And if that's the case, and Mark Bristow says there are only 13 tier one gold projects globally. So it would be, in my mind, an amazing accomplishment for the Skeena team if we could make this number 14.
Wow. Okay. So that brings us into that pre-feasibility study then. Are you expecting, or are you hoping, it sounds like, that the pre-fees into the fees early next year, that it is going to show an early on mine operation output of 400,000 ounces a year?
Look, I mean, I don't want to get too out far over my skis. Do I think it's doable? Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of moving parts to the permitting and the timing on the engineering. I would say, do I believe this mine will produce over 400,000 ounces a year on average? Absolutely. Will that show up in the pre-fees? Probably not. You know, maybe it's like in the PEA, we were 300,000 ounces a year. I wouldn't be surprised if we jumped to like 360 for the pre-fees, and maybe for the feasibility, you know, at that point, we're over 400,000 ounces.
Okay, thanks for clarifying. Let's talk about SNIP quickly then too, because infill and exploration going on here, converting inferred to measured and indicated. How many meters are planned here, and what is possible with this drill program for this year?
Yeah, it's about 18,000 meters, and approximately 10,000 of it is infill drilling, and approximately 8,000 meters of exploration. And you know exploration, you especially with the SNIP, SNIP's harder. It's high-grade veins. They pinch, they swell, they're there, they're not there. It takes a lot of work to add ounces at SNIP. It's an awesome little project. We've done some sort of preliminary engineering on it. It looks great, especially if we are able to use it as a satellite source of feed and mine there and truck the ore over to a central mill at SK. You know, it's got the potential to add, I think, somewhere between 40,000 to 50,000 ounces a year to an SK mine as a satellite source of feed. It's not going to make it into the pre-fees. It probably won't even make it into the feasibility study. But, you know, I think we'll work on potentially a PEA to show what it looks like. And it's an opportunity that could be brought into the mine life, brought into the SK mine plan. You know, maybe it's in like year two or three that you start to add feed from SNIP. And keep in mind, the grade's awesome. It's 13 grams. I think after mining, maybe diluted grade might be 9 or 10. But look, the average grade over at SNIP is between 4 and 5 grams. If we're trucking over material that's 9 grams, it's fantastic. It's there's a lot of value add there, a lot of profitability.
All right. Hey, Walter. SNIP moving along too. Let's finally address kind of one question that keeps on coming in. You've already started to lead us down this road when you mentioned Barrick and what they're looking for in a takeover target. I do get a lot of emails for people assuming this will get taken over. What is your guys' exit strategy?
Yeah, I don't think we look at it quite like that. Our strategy is to build one of the best mines in the world. Like, and when I say that, I mean that includes the exploration. Find one of the best deposits in the world, delineate it, do the engineering on it, do the permitting, keep our heads down and keep advancing this project. And my belief is that if our people all do their jobs and stay focused on their areas of responsibility, if we function well as a team, the share price will take care of itself. And that's either the result of us building the mine, or if a company comes along, you know, big, it's got to be a big company because this asset's not going to go cheap. If they make us an offer we can't refuse, then so be it. We'll sell the company.
I guess that also ties into, well, you just raising the $57.5 million, though. How much money do you have total in the bank, and how much are the programs, everything you're going through? What's the budget for it?
Yeah, so we have about $70 million in the bank. That should get us through the feasibility study in Q1. And our thinking right now is we'll do the full project financing right on the back of the feasibility study. So we're already starting to engage in discussions with banks, bank lenders on the project financing so that we're kind of locked and loaded and ready to get that done as soon as the feasibility study is completed.
All right, final comment here, Walt, regarding the most recent news release from May 25th. Now, this is drilling at the Eskay Creek Waste Facility. We haven't talked about this before. The headline numbers, just under 7 grams per ton gold equivalent, over 22 meters. Walt, what info can you give us on this news, the most recent out of the company?
I don't think the market really gets it. We just put out some drill holes in Albino Lake, put out 4 holes. They were all averaging around 6 grams top to bottom. So Albino Lake is the waste rock depository. Remember that this mine, when it operated in the 1990s and the 2000s, had cutoff grades ranging from 15 to 30 grams. So anything below 15 grams, waste. You know, our theory is that there's probably a lot of material that was shoved into that lake as waste that frankly would be very economic today. And I think we've started to demonstrate that with those 4 holes that we drilled. We have 4 more holes that will be out on Monday. So that will be potentially further evidence that there's a meaningful quantity of gold sitting right there in Albino Lake. There's a 1 meter cap of water over that. My view is that Barrick drained that lake before. They pumped the water over to Tom McKay to recontour the sides. I don't see why we couldn't do the same thing and mine all that material. And when I think about, like, SNIP is an awesome, incredible project, but the mining cost at SNIP is likely to be around $180 a ton. You know what the mining cost will be at Albino Lake if we drain it? There's no strip ratio. Our mining cost per ton will probably be $3 Canadian, $3.50 Canadian, right? This material would be incredibly profitable material. Now, we don't know what the grade is for the whole, you know, waste rock pile at this point, but the early indications are really promising. And I just don't think the market's really clued in yet on what is potentially sitting there. This is something that's potentially as big as SNIP with better economics than what SNIP has. And I remember when the press release went out this week, like the stock actually, or Skeena stock actually traded down initially on this press release. And look, mining is not an easy industry to invest in. There are a lot of nuances to it. So I just wanted to share and emphasize this particular point to your listening audience that this is really important. And watch the drill results that are going to be coming out on Albino Lake, because I think it could have a really significant impact on the overall project economics.
All right, Walter, very interesting. I'll post a link to the Skeena website where everyone can look over the recent news and, hey, those recent drill results from this Albino Lake area. Walter, thank you very much for this update. I think that answers a lot of the questions and has or can allow a lot of people to look forward to what's coming from this company. If anybody has any other follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I'll get Walter to address those. Walt, thanks for your time. Have a great weekend.
You too.